This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. This program brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. Well, the reaction to the Make America Healthy Again, or MAHA, report has been mixed, largely depending on which side of the debate you're on. For the ag industry, though, it raises fresh concerns, especially regarding how Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. lumps ag products in with ultra-processed and unhealthy foods. The implication has sparked backlash from producers who feel unfairly targeted. For the National Pork Producers Council, it's a familiar fight against a now familiar critic. We'll have more right after this.
Ready to take your farm and your future to new heights? Joining the Iowa Soybean Association as a farmer member helps you see exactly how your checkoff dollars are working, boosting demand and advancing the next generation of research. Become a member or renew by August 31st, 2025, and you'll be entered to win exciting prizes, including a DJI Mini 4 Pro drone, ISA-branded apparel, and more. Help shape the future of soybeans from the ground up. Visit iasoybeans.com to join or renew today.
National Pork Producers Council Chief Legal Strategist Michael Formica says the organization has reviewed the MAHA report and found a mix of common ground and deep concerns. While there are parts that the NPPC can support, other sections unfairly criticize modern agriculture. Formica notes that he's not surprised about the report's tone, given his history with Secretary Kennedy, who previously spent years as a trial lawyer suing the pork industry and other ag groups over what many view as activist-driven claims. Formica has gone head-to-head with Kennedy in courtrooms before and says the report's conclusions reflect that same adversarial stance.
There are great things in there on the nutrition side. There's great positive language about, you know, meat consumption, about replacing some oils with lard, bringing lard and animal fats back into the diet, and then there's some risks. There's serious concerns that we have with other parts. We have had in the pork industry a long history with the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. First litigation I was involved in with him was an attack on the pork industry back in the late 90s, and pretty much everything since then has had his finger on it. And so he has had a long-term view of not just pork, but all of agriculture is a ripe target for him and other trial lawyers.
Formica points to several concerning recommendations buried in the footnotes of the report, which he says stray beyond the Health and Human Services scope of responsibility. He believes these suggestions reflect a broader agenda that unfairly targets agriculture under the guise of public health.
We have real concerns over what parts of that initial assessment, what it means for grain crops. Our pigs rely on a supply of grain, but also what it means for directly for livestock production. It's all couched in terms of children's health, but what they're asking for, new studies on veterinary tools. They raise concerns about traditional environmental pollutants, about ag runoff, about nitrates, about air emissions from livestock farms. All stuff is hidden within these hundreds of footnotes. As I think Brian mentioned earlier, some of them are actual real footnotes. But what do those studies? What do those studies say, and what do they mean? What is their end goal? And
Formica says that the NPPC will be watching any future developments with this MAHA report. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman reporting.